Hey, St. John. Welcome to the Post Sermon Podcast. This is Deaconess Dahlia. And with me today, I have Pastor Adam.
Hi, Deaconess.
And our newest vicar, Vicar Alan Doss.
Hi, Deaconess.
And this is a special episode of the podcast. We thought it would be cool to be able to interview our new vicar, get to know him, as he's going to have his first sermon. You're preaching for the first time at St. John August 14th, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it'd be cool to for all of us to get to know you
Absolutely.
And see what you're looking forward to with this upcoming year. All right, so I think we should just start out with, like, probably a question a lot of us are wondering is, why did you decide to study to become a pastor?
It's a long story, but one of the things that came to my mind when I was in high school was I was surrounded by such a diverse group of people. And one of the things that always came up was, you know, I have an Indian background. I come from an Indian household, but I'm Christian. So they would always be confused as to why I'm Christian, why I believe what I believe. And from there, it sparked a lot more conversation. And during college, I was part of a lot of different groups that would talk about religion. I had a lot of Muslim friends that would constantly bring up many different questions. And I quickly realized that I wasn't able to answer all those questions. So I asked my pastor about this, and he gave me a lot of different resources. And I just dived right into the Bible, just rereading, going over our confessions, the catechism, and studying other religions as well. And I quickly came to this with a lot of meditation and just reading scripture that this is something I would like to do full on. Not something that I initially thought about doing. I actually went into college to study IT stuff, but God had different plans.
Growing up, I always said I wanted to build roller coasters, so that, you know, didn't work out that way.
Right.
Very good. Yeah, that was going to be my next question, what you went to school for, or were planning on going to school for. And you went to which Concordia again?
I went to Concordia College, New York, in Bronxville. And unfortunately, it closed during last year because of COVID and many other different reasons. But I was one of the last pre-sem guys that graduated from Concordia, Bronxville. Before that, I was going to a community college, Queensboro Community College. I was studying IT from there, computer information systems, database management, and networking. So that was one of the things I really dived into from there. And I was looking for other four-year colleges to continue doing that, but you know, that's the time when I started studying more about religion.
Yeah. So one thing about the seminary, though, is you do need, like, an undergrad degree to go the traditional route.
Right.
But you don't necessarily need to go pre-seminary. What's the advantage of being a pre-seminary student? Like, what do you study in undergrad?
So I would highly recommend, if somebody's around that age, to definitely go into the pre-sem program, because it gives them an early start to what seminary is going to be like. So, for example, languages. During undergrad, I was able to take Hebrew. Hebrew was a good way to start to know the languages. And when I came to seminary, I already had that in. But I had to take Hebrew again because of some sort of reason. But that's okay, too. I got to retake it during the summer, and I was good to go. And then for Greek, I wasn't able to because I came in as a junior into Concordia. So I wasn't able to take the Greek, but many of my other pre-sem guys that were part of my year, they were able to take that language, and they were done with the Greek by the time they got to seminary. But also there's other classes, other theological classes, philosophical classes that you take, Lutheran education classes. There are teaching classes that you take. Mm-hmm. So as soon as you get into the seminary, you do have some experience, understanding theological foundations, and also a little bit of a start on teaching. Yeah. How do you teach the youth and eventually just a regular congregation.
Sure. Yeah, that's something I always find with the Concordia system. So whether our undergraduate universities or our seminaries, so much of the program and the process is to help discern. And so it's not just, okay, Greek and Hebrew is Greek and Hebrew to read the scriptures, but it's a hurdle of sorts. Or you mentioned your story about, you know, why consider studying to be a pastor. There's also just kind of a lot of just kind of confirmation. You know, okay, got through this hoop. To, in part of it is to give you that exposure to see, is this really, you know, something you want to do? And also just, you know, the burden, the weight of entering into church work.
Right.
And not having someone realize too late in the process that maybe I shouldn't do that. Right. And so that's part of some of that too. Deaconess, I'm assuming you had some of that with studying to be a deaconess at Concordia Chicago.
Yeah, definitely. And I was going to add, I think something great about the pre-sem route, or for myself going through the deaconess program, was you begin forming these friendships with people who are also going down that same path, which just becomes so important, especially when you're actually in ministry, to be able to support one another. Well, let's talk about, like you said, this upcoming vicarage year. Is there anything in particular that you're excited about to experience here at St. John or hoping to learn?
I did grow up in the church. My father is a pastor as well. So I do know a lot of things about the church, but I think there is a difference in culture. I wasn't as involved in a bunch of the English congregation. So for me, this is a new starting point, or a new place where I can learn completely fresh out, just learn how to do things. Administration was important to me. I mentioned that to Pastor, that what does the everyday pastor look like? What are some of the conversations that we do as a team in a church, sure. And how do we get things done? And that's one of the places where I wanted to grow. And I told the person that takes care of these things at the seminary that does placement, Dr. Nielsen, I told him about these things, and he said, yeah, I think I have a great congregation for you.
Yeah.
But he didn't mention St. John's. He just said, yeah, I might have something in mind for you.
Yeah,
you found out during the placement service that a few of us were able to watch here at St. John as we were watching in the sanctuary.
It was a surreal day, just walking into just a crowded chapel, and you know you have all these people leading in front of you, right behind you, and it was something that I prayed about for a long time, and then when you actually see it happen, it's just...
Yeah, you know, I think it'll give you a little taste of what to expect at call day in a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
So what did you think when you found out that you were going to be sent to St. John, Dublin, Ohio?
Well, first was Ohio. I never thought that I would come to Ohio, you know?
I never thought that either. I don't think you did either, Pastor.
You just don't know.
You just don't know, but you don't necessarily think, Ohio one day.
I was thinking maybe a different type of city. I grew up in New York City, so
maybe New York?
Yeah, I was thinking of something a little bit more fast-paced, like inner city type ministry, but then I quickly realized, no, this congregation itself, it's growing, and it's part of that city, and there's a lot of things going on, so... As soon as I found out, I thought, Ohio, wow, this is different. But I said, you know what? I think this is where God wants me to be exactly. And
so I know you haven't been at St. John that long. You just arrived last week. You were installed on Sunday. But so far, what are your first impressions of our congregation and then Dublin, Ohio as well?
Well, one of the first things I noticed as soon as I walked into the congregation is everyone is just so inviting. They're so welcoming. You know, when I was really worried when I walked in through the doors, you know, how is the congregation going to be? How is the community going to be? And one of the first people that I interacted with, they were just so welcoming. They really took me in, made me feel like I was part of the family. And they said, you know, you belong here. You're welcome here. And I just thank God for that. But along with that, just the city of Dublin itself, it's moving. There's a lot of things going on, and I just saw that people really enjoy some of the activities that Dublin has to offer, and I was thinking that there's some of the things that I can be a part of and just grow with and just talk to people. Just even by like going down to Walmart, just people are saying hello. So it's a little bit different from New York, but it's something that it's great to get used to.
You have to probably let people know what you think of the pizza in the area at some point.
Right? Yeah, the pizza. Yeah, I have to try a lot more places here, but so far what I've tried, it's good. It's good. It's good. Yeah, New York pizza, that's the thing I miss the most, but I'm going to try different places here. Yeah, give it a shot.
Yeah.
People are very loyal to different pizza places here, so to see what you think of them.
Yeah, just give me a couple of names and...
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Try it out.
Yeah. And then I have to ask, just I'm sure people are curious, are you an OSU fan? Or will you become one? Well, I guess the answer to that.
You don't
yes.
have, you don't have
I,
to. Yeah, you don't have
I
to.
I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but I would love to watch more games and, you know, really get into it. If I meet more people here, they're willing to, you know, take me along to a game, and I'll definitely
be open to it.
Yeah,
awesome.
I'm open to it.
So I noticed on Sunday that you had a lot of family in town that were able to, well, at least at the late service, they were able to attend. Can you just tell us a little bit about your family?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, my father's a pastor, so we came from India in 96. I was just a month old, and one of the reasons why we came to America was my father, even though he was ordained, he wanted to get more theological training. So that was one of the reasons why he came here, and just early on, he started his own independent ministry, and that is where that's where he met my godparents. They were initially one of the first members that joined the church, and one of them, he became our head elder of our congregation. So we've had a really old and really strong relationship with that family. And then slowly when we were introduced into the Lutheran Church, I was baptized and confirmed, but I was baptized right away. And they were the ones that were chosen to be my godparents. And I love them a lot. They live in Buffalo, actually, so it was a little bit of a drive for them. But as soon as I told them that I was going to be installed here, they said, yeah, they would be here. So that was one of the cool things. But as for my family, my mother, she was an RN in India, but right now she just works in a hospital as a care assistant. And my sister just graduated high school, so she's going to be starting college as a freshman at St. John's University in New York. So
great name.
That, right, St. John's connection. But I know this congregation is St. John, not St. John's.
So. That's right.
Right. Yeah. There's another church, St. John's.
That's the one
so
in Marysville.
So you don't
want
to get them mixed up. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Let's see here. What about hobbies? Any hobbies do you have?
Not many hobbies. I still continue on doing computer stuff. I do play a lot of basketball. Not as great at it, but I still like to play. You know, before COVID hit, I did like to go to the gym a lot. So that's one of the things I really want to start up again. But yeah, it's hobbies. I like to try new places, new foods. So I'm always open to that. Different ethnic foods. That's one of the things I used to do, especially in St. Louis. I had a really good friend, my roommate, Chris. Both of us were always into trying a different ethnic food at least once or twice a month. So,
do you have a fun fact that no one knows about you? So really, you could say anything because we are just getting
fun
to know
fact.
You. So yeah, just something we find interesting about you yourself.
Fun fact about me probably is that since I have this Indian background, I do speak a lot of different languages.
Very interesting. What languages do you speak?
So at home, we speak Hindi, Urdu, and Punjabi at the same time, simultaneously. And that's because of like the geographic location where my family's from. So they're from New Delhi, India, the capital. And because of that, there's many different groups and religions that are there. And those languages are just spoken simultaneously. So you know, I might meet someone from Punjab and I can speak Punjabi with them, or Urdu and they're from Pakistan, I can speak that, or Hindi, or that's a national language of India. So
when you say simultaneously, does that mean you'll just switch back and forth?
Yeah, it just switches back and forth.
Like breakfast time and then lunch. Or...
there are some common words, I would say, like the closest that I can think of distinguishing that is like Spanish and Portuguese, maybe, how they're really close but a little bit different. So that's probably how I would say, like, Hindi or the Punjabi, that's how it works. It's some of the words are similar, some of them are not. So it's just, they're all just spoken simultaneously. It's just how the culture is. Along with that, now I have, I took Latin in high school for 4 years, so I know Latin. Some of it, I still got to keep some of it. And then Greek when I was, girl. Right, and then when I was studying pre-sem, and then now seminary, got to fit in two more. And the list just keeps on growing.
Yeah, multilingual.
Yeah. I worked at a Spanish community in Queens, in Corona, Queens, and I got to learn Spanish there. Like I said, the list just keeps on growing.
Pastor, do you have any questions before I ask my last one?
Not at the moment. I might interrupt and come up with something.
Okay. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't ask this, because you mentioned being like a foodie, and so am I. And so, and I know you come from Indian background. So do you cook Indian food?
I do. I do make different types, but I wish I was a little bit better. You know, I try to get some lessons from my mom and some other people. Even YouTube. I tried learning from YouTube. But yeah, I make some good foods.
Well, you're always welcome to bring them into the church office.
Yes, I will. I will one day.
Yes. Well, very good. Thank you so much for taking the time, for letting us interview you. And we're all just looking forward to this next year of you being able to serve St. John, but then St. John also being able to serve you as you continue this formation of getting ready to be a pastor.
No, thank you so much to St. John's for giving me the opportunity to study and learn and grow with this congregation. It really means a lot to me. So thank you so much.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on the podcast. And so St. John, make sure you submit all your toughest questions to Vicar Allen. He will gladly answer them for you. So that'd be great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, take care, everyone. Bye.